Welcome to the Vincent Moreland Show, More Land, More Sports. I'm joined by Jordan Alford today as we discuss the Baltimore Ravens and what are our expectations for them. We also make our predictions for each game that the Baltimore Ravens play for this season. Enjoy the show, guys. We're back. Welcome, guys, to the Vincent Moreland Show, More Land, More Sports. This is actually my first episode of 2022. I'm going to try to be more consistent. You know, I'm mainly a football guy. I've been watching baseball, basketball, and hockey. But, you know, football is my main thing. It's the sport I care about the most. You know, I tweeted earlier today, I'm okay with losing friends as long as I don't lose the NFL. We got Jordan Alford back on the show. You know, he's been a multiple time guest on here, and I always appreciate him for joining the show, you know, whenever he asks. So, Jordan, welcome back to the show, man. It's good to have you on here.
Hey, man, you can hear me, right?
I can hear you loud and clear. I heard you say that woo earlier. So.
Yeah, it's good to be back. I appreciate every time you invited me on here. Sorry for any times that I couldn't make it.
But. Oh, it's all good. No need to apologize about that. But yeah, man, what's on your mind, man? What do you want to talk about on here? You said making season predictions for a player. Tell me what's on your mind, man.
I mentioned before, it's mainly probably more or less you can do any team you want because you kind of pay more attention to teams. I do, but I don't as much as you do, and I kind of probably just stick towards Baltimore. You know, that's my team. That's what I know the most.
Yeah.
I can give you any Tennessee as any other team, except the Rams. If you're a big name, they're coming for you. That's all I can really say.
Absolutely. What is it that you wanted to talk about today on the podcast?
Possible predictions of like what you think the players would be doing. I can, you know, come out with some predictions of like overall stats, like season ending stats, like the ceiling, their floor, what you really want to go at, what you think about.
Did you have any like players in particular or teams
For me, I'm really more interested in like this year. Everybody, you know, is kind of doubting on the receivers because we don't really have anybody proven besides maybe now DeMarcus Robinson. You know, he's got a little light with Patrick Mahomes. I didn't even really know he went to the Raiders for the time.
He did for a little bit. Yeah, he was going to be playing with, you know, Devontae Adams, Hunter Renfrow, and Darren Waller. You know, DeMarcus Robinson probably would have been the third receiver on that team. Yeah. You all right there, Jordan?
Yeah.
Good. I have no idea how DeMarcus Robinson would have done for them, but I think DeMarcus Robinson makes more of an impact for the Ravens than he would have on the Raiders. And that's simply kind of going back to what you said about not having any proven receivers. You do have Rashad Bateman, who is in his second year. It seems like Rashad Bateman has a little bit more expectations than Hollywood did here. I could be wrong.
When you don't play the whole season and you kind of make all the splashes, the thing was like first 11 catches or something, were all first downs or something like that. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, I got to see. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can't remember what his last season. I don't think he was that far off for a first season where you don't even play the whole season.
Yeah. As far as Bateman goes, I actually got to see him play his first ever game when he played against the Chargers week one. He didn't really do all that well, but, you know, the offense did well, you know, as a whole. You know, Lamar was just doing his thing. Mark Andrews had a pretty good game that day from what I recall. But, yeah, I think this is a year where we may not have a 1,000-yard receiver, or we might. With the extra game, like, it really shouldn't be that hard for, like, the number one option. And this is just coming from the fans' perspective, of course. But this is a rushing offense. I don't have it in front of me. Marquise Brown, I think he had over 1,000 yards last year, didn't he?
Yeah, he got last game because everybody was, like, kind of garbage stats because they're mad he didn't get in 16 games. To be honest, if we had Lamar, he would have got it.
Oh, wow. Marquise Brown had 1,008 yards last year. So he barely nixed it. But like you said, like, if, you know, if we would have had Lamar the whole year, Marquise probably would have shattered that, because him and Huntley didn't really, you know, connect all that well, you know.
Yeah, they have missed them a couple times, wide open, or some deep balls were overthrown. That deep ball in the Ravens hasn't always been sweet. I will say that.
But yeah,
I definitely believe in Lamar's, you know, progression, because he hit a lot more.
Yeah.
Getting better and better, even though it's just, you know, training camp and practice shots, but his spiral looks way tighter than it used to be. So.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, Bateman.
Yeah. Yeah, Lamar didn't play the second game. That was actually Josh Johnson playing for us. You know, we had UPS and Uber drivers playing for us. You know, we had a practice squad defense against the Bengals the second game, which is very unfortunate because they torched us, man. Joe Burrow had over 900 yards passing against us in just two games. But, you know, yeah. It's nice to have a nice little core.
Yeah, they're going to put that stats up all Bengals week. Just going to keep throwing it at them, see if they actually do something about it this time around.
Well, I hope they do, and I hope that's a little motivation factor. You know, Marlon Humphrey, I understand he got hurt, but he wasn't necessarily an all-pro player last year when he was playing, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and I think him and Marcus Peters can get back to that level, but it's going to be challenging.
Yeah, but had a down season, but I'm not as mad as everybody else. Players have their bad years. Luckily,
yeah.
You know, you can come back, and it was an injury-riddled season. The whole season was just at a whole bad, so it was like injuries, people played bad. We had the freaking third and fourth string playing. It's just...
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, if we have Marlon and Marcus Peters, you know, Burrow won't go for more than 400 yards. I'm sorry.
What is it? What we got now? Kyle Fuller?
We have Kyle Fuller now. Yeah. He's wearing number 23 now. He would be our third corner or our fourth corner. We also have Pepe Williams, Damarian Williams. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Pepe looked really, like, I kind of like his attitude, and he sees that. I definitely believe he can get better because he had a pretty good preseason.
Yeah.
With that interception, he could have had one before he dropped it.
Oh, yeah, in the first game. Yeah, it should have been a pick six.
Yeah. He looks like he could be another Marcus Peters with the pick six, because he seems like he's got a knack for trying to get to the end zone. Like some of the corners, he seems like he wants to get there. He looked all right on punt return. It wasn't like super special, but.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, when you have that Marcus Peters type player, that Trayvon Diggs type player, you know, it comes with a high risk, high reward, you know, where, you know, if you jump the route, you know, and the quarterback does end up throwing it, then, you know, you look great for picking that off. But, you know, if you kind of fall for it, you bait for it, then you're looking like, you know, a burnt piece of toast, you know.
Yeah,
so
he seemed like he was kind of more in between. Like, MP's like, yeah, I'm going to go for the ball. Marlo's like, I'm going to play tough coverage on you. He seems like he's kind of in between, because every time he did get a catch on him, he was right there. He wasn't, like, far behind. You know, it wasn't like he was looking for, like, trying to make a play. He was just, you know, trying to be there.
Yeah, for Pepe, it seems like he's definitely more of a man-to-man guy compared to being like a zone guy, you know? How do you think he's going to do this year? What do you think his stat line is going to look like? I'm going to say for him, he'll get 3 interceptions. And then I think he'll have a forced fumble. And I think he'll, like, have a decent amount of tackles.
Oh, yeah, definitely have a good amount of tackles if they put him in the slot, more or less, than, you know, on the 1 or 2. Mm-hmm. He'll probably have some good opportunities. I definitely believe he can get some interceptions, especially with MP in his ear, telling him, you know, you get certain routes, especially when you're in the slot, you kind of have more of an opportunity to jump them short routes than the person in the 1 or 2, because either they get blocked or, you know, they're trying to make sure the man doesn't beat him if it's a play action. I think Pepe is going to do pretty good. I definitely think he could get a couple interceptions. Definitely get some tackles. No doubt he'll get some tackles. I don't think teams will run. Well, hopefully, especially with the, I think it was named Travis Jones.
Yeah, defensive tackle.
I think the D-line is actually in a pretty good area compared to what it was a few years ago, especially Derek Wolfe not wanting to play. Looks like he didn't want to play at all coming up this season. And then we got him out the room. Brandon Williams, he was not bad when he was on the field, but
he's not bad
on the field as long as he could. He was a little older, he get a little tired.
Unfortunately, he's not back with that. And Travis Jones, he was looking pretty good, but he got hurt. So now we're down to Calais, Matabike, who I'm, you know, not really completely sold on just yet. and then we got Brent Urban back. I don't know, man. I'm a little worried about the pass rush this year.
Pass rush, yeah, maybe we just gotta wait to figure it out. The run stoppage, I'm not really too worried about this year for some reason. I just feel like it's gonna be good. But
yeah.
Adafe, I think he'll make a splash the second year. He's got them injuries kind of worked out now, and he's, you know, just looking to get better instead of, you know, recuperating his injuries.
Yeah, Adafe, always Justin.
Like this week. Well, today.
Yeah, hopefully him and Justin Houston will have some good years. I can't wait for Ojabo to play for us, whether if it's the end of this year or next year. You know, we got a first round pick in the second round, you know, so
the draft,
you know,
was pretty good. You know, likely another player is looking real splash like.
Yeah, he's likely to have a good year. See what I did there.
Definitely. No offense to Nick Boyle, because Nick Boyle will definitely be in there more often when it's more of a action type play, because he's obviously a better blocker. No offense to Lagley, he's just, you know, he's young, he's learning. And Nick Boyle just happened to be one of the best blockers in tight ends, so they'll probably share roles with Lagley, and, you know, not throw too much on him at once. But if he makes some splashes, I definitely see him throwing him out there a lot more than Boyle. You already
absolutely
know, got the number one for sure, so
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, with Boyle, when you put him in the lineup, you probably anticipate a run more. But if you put Likely in the lineup with Mark Andrews, then if you're a defense, you should probably expect passing. You know, I don't know if how much you watch preseason, but Isaiah Likely cannot block.
That's what we were saying.
He can't block. He's going to get a bunch of holding calls. So, you know, if you see Isaiah Likely in the lineup, you're likely, no pun intended there, but they're likely going to pass the ball if he's in line. But if you see Boyle in there, then they're probably going to run it, you know.
Yeah, so I'd probably sprinkle him in there.
Yeah, I think that's something that they should definitely work on with Likely, though. And, like, you know, because if you do put Likely in run situations, then you make the offense a little less predictable, you know. You know what I'm saying? Because if you see him on the field, you might anticipate a throw. But if you end up running and he ends up being a pretty decent blocker, then you don't know what the Ravens are going to do on third and three. You know, you don't know if they're going to run. You don't know if they're going to do a play action pass and have him be the security blanket on that play if Mark Andrews isn't, you know, out there, or if he's being, you know, double teamed and whatnot, you know. So,
yeah, the irony is, I'm not worried about his development. Tight ends, not worried about their development whatsoever. For some reason, just not. We got Todd Heat. We had Dennis Pitta. Dickerson wasn't even bad either. And now we got Mark Andrews, Nick Boyle. What's his name? He was with us
before. Tight end?
Yeah, they drafted him. I don't know why they got rid of him, to be honest, but hey, they got rid of him. And then the
Falcons
got Kyle Pitts.
Well, I think we traded Hurst. Yeah. I forgot what we got for him, but I think it ended up working out for us, though. I think we got a second or third round pick out of him. I could be wrong. But yeah, we had too many like tight ends. Not too many, but like we have a good amount of tight ends. Right, like this Charlie Kohler guy is supposed to be really good, but I don't really know much about him because he's been pretty much hurt the whole damn time. Yeah. As far as Likely goes, I think he could end up being a guy that gets like 50 catches. I could see him getting maybe around like maybe 600 to 700 yards.
That splashes like Bateman.
I can see him getting that though, and then maybe like five or six touchdowns on the year.
It really just depends on how much they put him in. If they put him in a decent amount, yeah, I can see that 50 catches for about say 400 to 500 yards. It just depends on how much they put him in. If they don't put him in a lot, I'd say maybe a little bit less catches, like 35 to 40. But yeah, Hayden Hurst, just to not try to go back, but the Hayden Hurst that would go pretty much with what you were saying, like you wouldn't know if it was a run or pass, because well, Hayden Hurst was a better blocker than Likely, so if they would have kept him, it would have been a little bit different last year based on like when we had our tight end, you knew we were running it, because I can't remember who we picked up in the middle of the season, but it's because Boyle got hurt.
When? Last year?
Yeah, Erickson or whatever the heck his name was. He just
Luke Wilson. Luke Wilson.
He was just out there to block. He wasn't out there for nothing else.
Yeah, he sucked. I think he had a couple of drops, I think, if I recall. Yeah, Luke Wilson, yeah, he's a nice guy probably, but no, he wasn't the answer. But again, that's what happens when your whole team gets hurt. You know, your quarterback, your two corners, starting safety, your first three running backs.
This is terrible.
Yeah, but yeah, I think we kind of, you know, we didn't really talk about him that much so far. But how do you think Kyle Hamilton's gonna do? You know, we thought he was gonna be an instant starter, but he's behind Chuck Clark on the depth chart.
I mean, Chuck Clark is more up to speed. And as much crap as everybody's giving him, like, these Twitter spaces are getting crazy now. I don't know what that's going on with them. But
I don't participate.
Chuck so much. Oh, my God. I don't know why people
I don't think they hate Chuck. I think they're just ready to see Kyle Hamilton play immediately. I think it's one of those, well, Chuck, you know, you've been a really good guy. For a guy that was undrafted, you've actually, you know, succeeded expectations. But you know, we got two brand new safeties that are ready to play for us. So, you know, it's time for you to go. I think it's just one of those things. But you need Chuck Clark, man. You need him.
He went crazy in that game against daggone Rams. We almost won that damn game because of him.
You need a guy like him because if Hamilton gets hurt or if Marcus Williams gets hurt, you know, you want Chuck Clark to step up. I don't want Geno Stone or Brandon Stevens stepping in when Chuck Clark can be that third option. And I'm sure the Ravens would be the team where, you know, they're going to have a bunch of 6-5-6 DB formations. And I'm sure Chuck Clark would be a guy that you would put in there before a Geno Stone or a Brandon Stevens once again. You know,
I didn't diagnose too much on like how, what's his name? Mike Daniels?
Mike McDaniels.
Yeah, that's it, Mike Daniels. But that's I didn't look into his defensive play. I heard it's not as different as Wink's, but it's definitely, you know, probably manipulated a little bit differently.
No, I'm sorry. This is gonna get me messed up the whole year. It's Mike McDonald.
Mike McDonald, alright. Yeah, that's what I was. See, still trying to get used to the names.
So Mike McDaniel is the new Dolphins head coach.
Oh, okay.
Mike McDonald is the defensive coordinator for us. Everybody is going to get those two mixed up because they're both named Mike, and they got the Mick in their name, and then they got the D after. So Mike McDonald is our guy, not McDaniel.
Yeah.
That's my bad.
Hoping on a good campaign from him, though, because he had the Michigan defense pretty good.
He's only 35.
Yeah, he's young, too. So, you know, feel like that's probably where our offensive coordinator should go. And I don't know if it's Giro, but, you know, we need somebody more inventive anyway.
Man, Calais Campbell. Calais Campbell is older than Mike McDonald. So we got a player on our team that's older than our coordinator, you know.
But yeah, I feel like just depending on how the defense performs this year, depending on what plays he's gonna draw out, and if our defensive line is really stout and turns out it's actually really good, you might see some more three down lineman packages and more, you know, corners. Hopefully they can do what they can do. I'm confident in PQ. I feel like he'll just keep getting better. I'm not really down on him. He shows that, you know, they at the beginning they kind of gave him a lot to work on, then they kind of simplified it for him, and he starts playing better.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Hamilton, I definitely think this is the environment for him to learn. He's gonna be able to learn from. I mean, Chuck already said what he said. You know, you're gonna have to fight him for his spot. But if Kyle Hamilton, you know, in the inside, ask him a question, he's probably not going. Like, nah, I'm not answering it because you're my replacement. I don't think that's how he works. He's learning under Marcus Williams, who was probably what, top three safety last year.
I'm not so sure. I honestly didn't really pay much attention to the Saints last year. I should know.
He played pretty good apparently last year. He was at least in the top five, I believe. I'm not that earlier about him. He was in the top three on that one.
Yeah, I mean, you got Buda Baker, you got Derwin James, Kevin Byard, Jesse Bates, Justin Simmons, you know, you got Minka Fitzpatrick, who didn't really do all that well last year compared to previous years.
Yeah.
So I guess you can make an argument for Marcus Williams in the top 10, but maybe not top 3.
Yeah, but like we're saying, we got our splash safety.
Oh, yeah, and you can't forget about Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde from Buffalo. Jesus Christ. Yeah,
that's the 10 we got to face in, I think, week 4. And that's going to be nice and fun.
Well, luckily for us, we don't have to play Tre'Davious White. So.
But, yeah, I think Kyle Hamilton should be good. I think they'll mix him in there a lot more than most people think just because, you know, He seemed pretty good. He's in the preseason. It's just, you know, there's still things that he got to simplify as a rookie from coming from college to the NFL. Like, he was kind of second-guessed some moves in the preseason. I like his, like how he could, you know, he's long, got a pretty good reach. That batted ball on the goal line, that's going to turn into some picks at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Guarantee that. That's basically like Travis Jones. He's putting his hands up too, and he's bullying the daggone center, which is really good.
Yeah.
So I think Hamilton is probably going to do pretty good this year. Depending on what happens, you may see him out there a lot more than just rotational. We're going to find out. Especially against teams like daggone Bills, and they run it, but they definitely got some receivers.
Absolutely, man.
Have to switch it up against the Bucks or Tom Brady's gonna freaking go crazy on us.
Absolutely, man. And then Linderbaum, hopefully he does well. I know he had some sort of injury, but I think he's getting better now. Jordan, let's see, we went through a lot of players. How do you think Dobbins is gonna do?
Ironically, I think because they're actually taking their time recovering, they're not trying to push him.
Dobbins is ready to play, man.
And
he keeps Dobbins cussing out everybody.
Yeah, he just wants to show everybody right now.
He just wants to show everybody that he's back and ready to play.
Because they were going crazy. But Dobbins did really good. And then he gets hurt in the preseason, and then all of a sudden they forget about this man doing really good his first season.
I don't even think anybody's forgotten about him, because he was the first person to kind of start the injury trend for us. So
I say people forgot about them, but like, as in, like, players didn't forget. They remember who's really good. But the media, of course, they just like foreshadowing and like, oh my gosh, Gus was really good for us. It's just that 1-2 punch. Like, I think it would be really good to get them back. I think that most, especially because they're still young, they should be fine. If this was like, you know, later in their years and they getting those injuries, it definitely is gonna affect it.
Yes.
I still think it's gonna affect them. You've torn your ACL, so you can preach to that. So.
I've torn both of them. Yes.
So yeah, you can atone for it. You know, it changes things.
Yeah, but it affects everyone differently. Too, so. It affects everyone differently, and the recovery time can be different for, you know, it all depends, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, for one person, it might take a year, for the other person, it might take 9 months, you know, so, you know, it all depends on the sport. It all depends on the sport that you play, and, you know, it depends on, like, what position you play as well, and, like, how much you're using your knees and whatnot. Like in baseball, you know, I've seen someone tear their ACL in April, and then they came back to play in the World Series in October. So, I mean, it affects everyone differently, so you never know.
But yeah, we got run back to prove that just that fact. Dobbins is over here looking ready to go, and Gus isn't back yet.
Yeah. No, I like Dobbins. You know, hopefully he does well. And,
people,
you know,
call
we'll
me
see.
An optimist, but I just feel that I'm a person that likes to feel the energies, and the energy I'm getting off the team is they gonna crush it. That's just what energy I'm getting off of them. Like, it's no different energy than the 2019 season. But like I said, you just need people to stay healthy. They need to actually like keep building players up throughout the season. And it's like the ceiling I got for them right now is 14-3.
For this year?
Yeah, that's the ceiling.
Wow. Wait, you think they'll go 14-3?
They can. It just depends on if people live up to the hype and if they actually, you know, don't have like crazy injuries and stuff like that.
I mean, we do have a last place schedule. Yeah, we do have a last place schedule, thankfully. So we don't have to play, you know, every first place team from the AFC. And we don't have to play the Cowboys this year either. Instead, we get to play the Giants, and then we get to play the Broncos again, because they finished last place. We got that whole division. Yeah, we play them. So that'll be interesting. Well, I guess, Jordan, we can go through a game by game. Actually, I'm gonna get your predictions on how you think Lamar will do this year, and like, what's your take on the on the contract talk, and then we can discuss each game, and then we'll probably wrap it up.
Lamar was ready to go since the preseason. They just trying to keep him, you know, keep him good. I think Lamar's going to freaking. I think the first two drives are going to be a little shaky just because he hasn't played football since he got hurt, like full action football.
Yeah.
But after that, I think he's ready to light people up. I'm just being quite honest.
How many passing yards do you think he'll have?
Way for an MVP season last year, and why wouldn't he be on his way for an MVP season this year? And he's got even more motivation.
Yeah. And he's got a contract to play for.
That too. Yeah, when we get to that contract conversation, that's going to be fun.
How many yards do you think he'll get this year passing? I'm going to say 3,500.
How many yards did he get his MVP season?
I honestly don't think he had that many. I want to say it was around 3,000, because I think he had like a bunch of rushing yards. Let's see. Yeah, I'm looking it up too. He had 3,127 passing yards. Hey, he was gonna shatter that this year, bro. He had 2,882 yards in 12 games. So think about it. If you have 12 games and you have 2,900 yards and you had an extra 6 games, you know, he would have been on pace for 3,500. Or no, 4,000. He would have been on pace for 4,000 yards.
Yeah.
He could have had that this year. Yeah. Okay. Wow. I said 3,500. Yeah. Holy shit.
I'm gonna go crazy. I'm maybe not giving that 5,000, but it's gonna be close. I
feel okay. Like I didn't even think
that 4,000 range.
Wow. I did not know. Dude, he had 2,800 yards in 12 games played. Or 2,900 yards in 12 games played. That's 100 more than he had in 15 games played the year before. With the same
completion percentage.
It's the same as last year compared to the previous year. Wow, he had a lot more passing attempts this year than he did, or last year, than he did the year before. That's insane. So yeah, he definitely could have been a 4,000 yard passer. And I think the whole narrative of him would have been a lot different.
Yeah, 767 rushing yards last season, too. And then he played a whole game. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, he would have had it, too, man. That's actually insane. Yeah. Yeah, his rushing stats, you know, they're always going to be good.
If Lamar gets to that, I'm telling you, going into that conversation of contract, if he gets 5,000 yards and 1,000 yards rushing, the Baltimore has no choice but to pay that man what he wants.
you gotta give him 9 digits, man. you gotta give him, I don't know, man. We'll see. Deshaun Watson and the Browns
after
everything up. Yeah, that's insane. Yeah. Yeah, he gets
and
no credit for it. Yeah, no, they're a freaking rushing offense. But yeah, I guess based on seeing those numbers, if you have Lamar play a full 17 game season, I'll go 3,800 yards passing. I think he's gonna run a little bit less this year. I'd say around 800 to 900 yards rushing. I could see him getting 32 touchdowns. I'm going to say he gets 41 touchdowns total. So, including rushing. And then I can see him probably having around 12 to 14 interceptions. Even though he had 15 last year in 12 games. I think he can knock that down some if he kind of, you know, if he's a little bit more smarter with it, you know.
I would say something about yards per attempt, but that really just based on the receivers. That's the thing, too. Like, depending on what routes they run and if they break tackles or and all that such stuff. I'm not going to go into that part. Even though I believe that the same thing, they'll run a little bit less this year, I'm still going to give him about 850 rushing yards.
Okay.
I just think he's crazy. Like, if the line breaks down, he's taking off.
That's
it doesn't even have to be a designed run for him, at least. But I'm going crazy because I'm really hyped for this season. I'm not gonna lie. I try not to be a little biased, but it's my team. I'm gonna go with around 4,300 yards for passing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, there you go.
Just because he already almost passed his MVP freaking pass yards, he would have passed it probably in like one more game.
That's fair.
Give him about a 69% completion. That would give him the highest completion rate he ever had yet.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready to make our predictions for each game? If you want
to. We going off of score or just win or loss?
You can do win or loss. That's fine.
Alright.
Yeah. Alright, so first game, you know, we play the Jets. I'll be at that game. I'm looking forward to it. You know, Joe Flacco's playing week one. I think we will win that game. You can do a score for this one because it's this week. You know, because you never know who's going to get hurt and whatnot. So, this is strictly like preseason, you know, picks for the Ravens this year. I think the Ravens will win this game. I'm going to go 31-17.
Well, we picked the same score for the Jets, but I believe it can go 42-17.
Yeah, we can definitely whoop their ass.
Yeah, like, I believe they have some good pieces, but right now they're still not maximum potential yet, so.
I'll tell you what.
If they sleep on them and for some reason play horribly, yeah, the Jets could sneak on us. I definitely believe that.
I'll tell you what, if you put Matthew Stafford on that team, the Jets can make some noise. Look at the weapons they have on that team, man. They got CJ Uzomah on that team now too.
Oh yeah, he torched us. I remember for a while.
Yeah. we played the Miami Dolphins week two. This is a trap game immediately. They whooped us last year. I went to that game. They got better at receiver. They got Jalen Waddle. They got Tyreek Hill. They got Cedric Wilson. They got Raheem Mostert. They have Chase Edmonds. You have Mike Gesicki out there. Honestly, Tua has no excuses, and the Dolphins themselves have no excuses either. You know, I understand you have the AFC West out there, but they're going to be beating up on each other. You know, Miami should be able to take advantage of playing the Jets twice a year, and they should be able to take at least one game from the Patriots this year. I do not think the Patriots are all that. I don't know what this. I don't know how they were so good last year, but I really do not believe in them at all. And I think they got exposed in that playoff game against Buffalo last year. So I think the Ravens will beat the Dolphins this year. With that being said, it's a home opener. You know, it's going to be a rocking crowd. And I think they're going to be pissed off after what happened last year with them.
Oh, yeah.
But it's going to be a really tough game, though. I can see the Ravens being like 3.5-point favorites against them.
This is going to be shades. This is going to bring a lot of pain. It's going to be shades to the first Ravens Chiefs game for Lamar, where we should have beat them, but we lost because Tyreek Hill daggone streaked across the middle of the field. And of course, Patrick Mahomes is a magician, and he freaking got that pass to him instead of getting sacked. But this time we pull it out, but I still believe it'd be a close game and we win just because there's gonna be a lot of pent up emotions from last year because we got embarrassed.
Ravens play the Patriots. I think the Ravens will go up to New England and beat them. I really don't know how Mac Jones did so well with little to no help. Nothing against Kendrick Bourne and Nelson Aguilar and Jacoby Myers, but I think with that receiving core, you're not really going to win a lot with them. They did get Devontae Parker, but you know he'll probably get hurt by week five. I'm not even trying to be funny here. I'm just going based off how he's been in modern life. He just gets hurt a lot. Damian Harris, Ramondre Stevenson, it's a pretty good 1-2 punch at the running back position. You know, defense, they did lose J.C. Jackson. That's a huge blow for them. You know, you don't have Stephon Gilmore, of course, so they might be looking thin in DB. I'm not too sure who they have back there. So if there's anybody important back there that slips my mind, then, you know, I'm sorry to all the Patriot fans that aren't listening because probably nobody's going to listen to this show except for me and you. But I think we'll go up to New England and beat them.
Mark Andrews alone is going to have 100 yards before halftime, guaranteed.
Wow. Interesting call.
If I'm going to bring this back up if I remember. Just know that.
Okay.
But yeah. Shoot. Marcus Robinson play with daggone second or third string players' minds. Wouldn't be surprised if he went off, whereas in it just being Bateman and Robinson are both pretty damn good route technicians, even though, you know, Bateman's still new and he out of what is it, Minnesota. Yeah, he came Minnesota. Out of Minnesota being good. And then now he's got T. Martin and what's his name? I can't remember the receiving coach name. But got T. Martin in his corner. He definitely got better in year two. And he's coming back off that injury, so hopefully, you know, that's all situated. Definitely have us beating the Patriots, though. Offense probably gonna. That's honestly probably going to be our best game in the first 3 weeks. I don't know why we always come out good in the first 3 weeks, though. That's the only reason I really got us beating everybody right off the bat.
Absolutely.
Like I said, Dolphins definitely could be a trap. But yeah, I'm going to go Patriots lose. Yeah, Ravens get that. Now we on the week four.
Yeah. Yeah, Buffalo comes to town. Josh Allen will be playing in town. So, fun fact, I got to see Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson make their pro debuts around 4 years ago in 2018 when they both got drafted. It was really nice to see them play. I got to see Josh Allen in the pouring down rain. He didn't get to start that game. Nate Peterman started that game. And Joe Flacco started that game, too. We whooped their ass, but, you know, it's nice to, like, see these guys play each other again, this time with, you know, two future stars in this league. I mean, they're already stars in this league now. I think this is where the Ravens do lose their first game, but I think it'll be by a narrow margin. I think the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl this year, and I know there's a lot of people that think that. I really thought they should have beaten the Chiefs last year, and I think if they would have won, I think they would have beaten the Bengals last year as well. I do think the Bills are the best team in the league this year. They don't have Tre'Davious White for the first 4 weeks, but, you know, that Bills defense is going to be good. They will, you know, have a decent schedule this year. They did finish in first place in their division last year. I don't know which NFC division they play this year, but, you know, they won't be playing the South, so I don't know. They should be able to take some wins off of that, but I think the Bills will beat us this year, but I think it'll be a close margin.
I think that the Bills will be our first loss, just coming off hot 3 games. Probably have like a little swagger to the young kids, and then of course, you know, smacked in the mouth real good by the Bengals. Bills. No Bengals. You're not getting any satisfaction for any Bengals listeners. But yeah, the Bills definitely are going to come out. They'll probably be either on a streak or they'll be like 2-1 or something like that.
Absolutely.
Come out wanting to play us real hot. It's always a good game with us. That first game with Lamar versus Josh Allen was really good. Lamar just showed out. Then I think it was the year prior where he got knocked out the game because of a concussion. That was a crazy game. Lamar just can't throw no more interceptions like that.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of the Bengals now, they come to town on Sunday Night Football. I actually think we will win this game. I think it'll be a very close game. I think it'll come down to the last possession. I mean, it can come down to a Justin Tucker and Evan McPherson field goal with triple zeros left on the clock. That's how close I think it's going to be. I think, you know, the Bengals caught us at a really good time last year where we had nobody healthy, especially towards the tail end of the year. You know, they did kind of punch us in the mouth twice, but I think it'll be a different result this year. I think both of the games this year will be more competitive if, you know, our team doesn't get injured this year. But I'm going to go with the Ravens winning by a very, very narrow margin for this one.
Yeah, for the first game, I'm not going to say it'd be close. It is a chance of it being close. But I really think that the Ravens are pissed off. Fan base is pissed off at the Bengals. So it really could be a one hell of a beating. Just on what team shows out first. It all depends, because especially coming off a loss to the Bills, Ravens usually bounce back pretty good, especially when they got older people. Usually don't lose multiple games in a row most times. So I definitely feel the first game will be the it might be a, like, one score game. I'm not gonna go out and say it'll be a two score this time around, but it might not be as close as 3 points this time. Mm-hmm. Definitely within seven, though. Definitely within seven.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wait, so you got the Ravens for this game? Okay. Then we go back to New York or New Jersey, to the Meadowlands. We play the Giants. I think we're going to whoop their ass. I'm sorry. I'm not impressed with Daniel Jones. Saquon Barkley will probably be sitting on the sideline by week seven or week six. New York's going to be looking for a new quarterback in the draft next year. So, I think the Ravens win this game by at least 20 points, assuming everybody's healthy. I'm sorry, I just don't believe in the Giants at all.
Shit, you don't believe in the Giants. I don't believe in anybody who has a chance that one of the longest quarterback runs in history and then just falls on their face. Lamar would never.
No, seriously, how do you lose your balance on that when nobody's in your zip code, bro?
That man is not used to running that fast. That's literally what that is. Mm-hmm. He's not used to running for his life. I guarantee any Florida boy on the Ravens, they'll be okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're definitely going to whoop on them. Their defensive line has some good pieces, but ultimately they don't have enough.
I ain't sold on them. I'm sorry.
That's what I said. They're young and good, but I'm not, like I said, they don't have enough. It's just not going to happen.
I mean, Kayvon Thibodeau might have a couple sacks or something, but
yeah. If this was Huntley? I'm talking about historic Giants players. Is it Tucker?
Michael Strahan. Justin Tuck.
Yeah, if it was that defense, a good game, but it's not. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's a daggone team that freaking whooped Tom Brady twice.
Yeah. And then the Cleveland Browns come to town to play us. I think we'll beat them. We don't have to play Deshaun Watson that game, but even if we did, I think we would still win that game. Yeah. So I'm going to go with the Ravens on that one.
Yeah, that's not even close. It's going to be a win. Even with Deshaun Watson, he doesn't have a good track record against us.
Yeah, he's 0-2 against us. Like, yeah. I'm sorry. People need to stop sucking his dick, bro. I'm sorry. Like, seriously, like, they always compare him to Lamar, and, like, Lamar's done a whole lot more in this league than Deshaun has, you know?
Yeah, he hasn't had receivers just the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways.
Will Fuller, I would say, you know, is pretty decent when he's not injured, but...
Yeah, Will Fuller's nice. Yeah. And I think the Browns were going to sign him, but... I think Will Fuller wanted to wait on the Deshaun Watson situation before signing with the Browns. And I don't necessarily blame him, but if I were him, I'd get on a team soon. And I think he's kind of wasting his talent right now by not being on a team. But
he's already receivers that don't really need him.
Kind of
like the Bucks.
Yeah, seriously. All right, and then speaking of Tom Brady, the Ravens do go out to the Buccaneers on Thursday night. I'm actually really pissed off about that. I did not want to play them on a freaking Thursday night. I wanted to play them on a Sunday on full rest against one of the best teams in the NFC. I think the Buccaneers do win this game, unfortunately. And I think the Buccaneers, they might get us by a decent amount. Last time the Ravens went to Florida on a Thursday night, it didn't end that well for them. No, they weren't well rested. They weren't ready for that game. And I honestly don't think they'll be ready for that game either. Give me the Bucks on that one.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be my, especially on a short week, definitely going to be my, like, second loss that I give them on this one. Just because gave them the Buccaneers magic on them.
Yeah.
Freaking Tom Brady, that's all I really got to say. I mean, we have a good track record against Tom Brady, but... not on this team. This ain't Bill Belichick team thrown together. This is I can't remember the coach's name right now, but it's Buccaneers who got stars all over the daggone place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair. Wait, who are you talking about? The coach. You said the coach for the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
It's not Bruce Arians anymore.
Yeah.
It's Todd Bowles. It's Todd Bowles now. Yeah. And then we play New Orleans Saints. That's a game that we could actually lose just because it's on the road. But I think the Ravens will pull it out. I really don't think the Saints are that good. Yeah, that is a Monday night game. I really do not think the Saints are that good. They got some pieces, but I don't know. They got a good offense. They got Alvin Kamara. You got Michael Thomas. You got Chris Olave, the rookie. You got Jarvis Landry. You got Mark Ingram backing up Alvin Kamara. You got Jameis Winston, who can throw for 300 yards anytime he wants to. But he'll also throw 3 interceptions anytime he wants to. So, give me the Ravens on that one. I think that'll be a closer game than people would anticipate.
Yeah, it definitely could be close, but I'm giving the Ravens the win just because, like you said, Jameis Winston, he can throw for a lot, but he can also throw for just as many interceptions. So,
yeah,
I feel
sure.
Like MP is going to have a field day. Marcus Williams, you know, he's used to them, so he does have an inside look at tendencies on them.
Yeah. And then after that, we have the Carolina Panthers coming to town. That'll be interesting to see Baker against the Ravens. A team that, he's probably not too fond of. Last time we played the Panthers 4 years ago, they beat on us pretty badly. I think we will have the upper hand this time around, though. McCaffrey, if he's healthy by then, he'll probably have a good game, but... it'll be fun seeing DJ Moore and whatnot play, and I think the Ravens will have the upper hand in this game.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Ravens on that one too. I've never been sold on Baker against us. Never. It's never been really Baker. It's been either Jarvis Landry messing us up, Nick Chubb,
and Joku.
Joku, yeah, he was giving us the work some games.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was.
So I don't really ever felt like it was Baker. It was his supporting cast around him.
Yeah. I'll give Baker his props. I'll give him his props.
He,
you don't have to.
Show up sometimes, but I just don't like the guy.
Nah, that's fair. All right, and then we're going to Jacksonville. I think we'll beat them. And I think we can beat them by a decent margin as well. But Trevor Lawrence might step up this year, so we'll see what happens. I don't think they'll surprise us too much, though. You cannot build your receiving core around Christian Kirk. I'm sorry. He's a number 3 receiver being paid like a number 1 receiver. He is not that good. You got him, Marvin Jones. You do have a good running back situation with Travis Etienne and James Robinson, but... other than that, who else do you have on that team besides Josh Allen on defense? But Trevor Lawrence, he could have that leap this year, the way Burrow had the leap last year from his first year. So we'll see what happens.
This ironically could be another trap game. Just based off of history, no offense to Joe Flacco, love the guy. Thanks for the Super Bowl. I appreciate you. But... with the same defense that we pretty much won the Super Bowl with, we lost to Jacksonville. So, I'm not really ever too sold on teams that are supposed to be a sure win. I'm going to give us the win, but it could be either really close just because something stupid's happening, or we're just going to blow them out. I don't think we're either going to, have a good game. It's going to be something stupid, or we're going to blow them out. There's only two options I see.
Yeah. This is a game where it's honestly the toughest game for me to choose, and that's the Denver Broncos coming to town. If this game was in Denver, I'd pick Denver to win, but I think we'll have a slight edge over them. It's going to be one of the toughest games of the year, considering that they were a last place team. I was so excited to play them, and then Russell Wilson got traded to them. I was like, well, shit, now. Now we actually have to really do well because we whooped their ass last year. It was probably very close.
No Hollywood catch this time.
Yeah, no spectacular Hollywood catch. Yeah, we actually got to go against a pretty good quarterback this time around, and we beat Russell Wilson last time. So we can beat them again. Denver's defense will be good. Sertan's gonna give us fits, man. and Justin Simmons, but I think the Ravens.
Justin Simmons goes crazy.
Yeah, I think we Bradley Chubb. I think we will win this game though, but it won't be easy.
Oh yeah, most definitely. It could be tight, just like the daggone Seattle game we faced them in. That game we should have honestly been up by a lot, but that game was going a little wacky.
Yeah.
So definitely with Russell Wilson, he doesn't usually, you know, he bounces back pretty good too himself. So it's mm-hmm. going definitely. Gonna be like, I'm gonna say it's gonna be by two. That's my irony of it. Like that 3 points is gonna be the game winner.
Okay. Yeah, definitely could happen. And then we go to Cleveland. Deshaun Watson will be back by then. I think we do lose that game now.
You skipped the Steelers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Well, yeah, so we're on the road back-to-back weeks in Pittsburgh and in Cleveland. I think we lose both of those games. I think it's just one of those division games where the home team has the advantage. Every time we play the Steelers, it's always close, and for some reason they hang around when they shouldn't. I think we'll lose that game, and I also think we'll lose to the Browns as well.
I say we're going to sweep the Browns this year.
Okay.
And I think we're going to go 1-1 with the Steelers.
Me too. It always seems to be that way, even though we haven't beaten them in 2 years. But
I'm about to say they swept us off some BS last year, but for some reason, you know, they're gonna get one win on us off something stupid.
Yeah, seriously.
But you know, they're gonna get that first win in Heinz Field.
It's not Heinz Field anymore. They changed the name of it.
No more ketchup.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. But yeah, so you got Cleveland. You got a sweep in Cleveland. I just don't think it's gonna happen. It could, but I think out of all three teams that were most likely to sweep in the division, I would say the Browns, but I just don't think it's gonna happen. And then Atlanta comes to town on Christmas Eve. That should be exciting. You know, we'll get to see Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Marcus Mariota. That should be a fun team to watch. He might. I don't know. We'll see.
We should have beat the Raiders, but Darren Waller still had fun regardless.
Yeah. That was the first week of the game, man. He was getting 20 targets. I thought I had the fantasy steal of the year, man, but then he kind of fell off. But I think we'll beat the Falcons. I have no expectations of the Falcons. I think they could finish in last place in the division this year. I think they should start Desmond Ridder at least halfway through the season. See what he's got, man. Because I'm not a Mariota believer.
I don't even think Atlanta Falcons fans have any expectation after this Super Bowl. And yes, I brought it up. Sorry, Atlanta fans.
Yeah, I wouldn't. You know what? If I was an Atlanta fan, I would look forward to next year. You'll have Kyle Pitts. You'll have Drake London in his second year, and you'll get Calvin Ridley back from suspension for gambling. Once you have those two guys out there, you know, with Desmond Ridder, where some people say he might be the most ready out of all the quarterbacks that were drafted this year, you know, I think that would be interesting to watch. And they also drafted a running back this year, so we'll see what happens with him. The Falcons have a squad on offense besides the quarterback.
He's gonna be in, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm not a Mariota guy. I'm sorry. I think him and Winston are the worst 1-2 ever. You know, and I honestly need to like go back into my history and see who's been drafted at 1-2. But within the last decade, I think they've been the worst 1-2 I've ever seen. You know, we got the Steelers at home. I think we'll win this game. This will probably be one of those games where like the Ravens need to win this to secure a playoff spot or something like that, or at least remain in the race. But yeah, I hope not either. I hope we're sitting pretty, you know. But yeah, I'm gonna go with the Ravens winning this game against the Steelers at home.
Like I said, 1-1, we lose at Steelers, we're gonna win at home.
Yeah, and I think we're on the same boat here. I think we're losing in Cincinnati, depending on if they play their starters the last week. If the Bengals have the same success that they did last year, and they're kind of sitting pretty with where they're at, maybe they'll rest their guys. It all depends on who's playing for what. If they're playing for the division, or if they're playing for, you know, a wild card spot. But I think that game for week for week 18 could determine the winner of the AFC North.
That's the craziest part about last year, is that the fact that everybody was going crazy over the Bengals, but their record was not that pretty last year.
Hey, look, bro. When we went to the Super Bowl, our record wasn't pretty. We went to the we went to the playoffs with a 9-7 record. You know, so
it's really them last teams that really most years that when it's the dag on Patrick Mahomes, really.
Yeah.
Most teams that end up in the Super Bowl are not usually the top
runners. Exactly. You can't look at that. You can't look at the record and be like, oh, they were the best, because the Rams, they weren't the number one seed. Were they number one seed? I don't think so. So when the Bucs won, they were a wild card team. The Saints won that division.
The Titans, they were number one. Look how that went.
Yeah, exactly. The Ravens, they were 14-2, and they got bounced in their first game against the Titans. So you can't look at a team at the one seed and be like, oh yeah, they're the one seed, they're gonna win it all. You gotta look at the team that's the hottest team. And the Bengals were the hottest team. They beat the Chiefs twice. They whooped the Ravens' ass, and they were just beating on everybody, you know. But every game that the Bengals played in the playoffs, they could have lost. They could have lost to the Raiders. You know, they could have lost to the Titans. So,
I would have rather saw the Bills Bengals game.
I think the Bills would have freaking whooped them. Not whooped them, but I think the Bills would have had something for them. You think the Ravens are going to the Super Bowl this year? I don't think so.
I've said this since Lamar got drafted. It'll be between year 3 and 5.
So that's a yes.
Last year, so. Yep. Going with the Ravens. But my thing is, if it's not the Ravens, it's definitely the Bills. So I'm sold on that one. I'm trying
to get
people upset on that one.
That's fair. All right, Jordan, is there anything else about the Ravens or the NFL in general that you want to get off your chest?
Greg Roman, let's see what you're going to do this year again. Let's see that vault. That's all I really got to say.
That's fair.
To another team.
Absolutely. Well, Jordan, I'm going to shoot a show with Carwin tomorrow. At around 10 o'clock or whenever I get back from my bowling league. If you are interested in joining, let me know. We're gonna do our week one predictions for the whole league. So we're gonna be predicting 16 games. We're gonna make our MVP predictions. We're gonna make our rookie of the year predictions. We're gonna make our division winner predictions, and we're gonna make our wild card and Super Bowl predictions. So it's an all out predictions show tomorrow. We're doing individual player awards. We're doing week one matchups. We're doing divisions. We're doing wild card. We're doing Super Bowl. So, if you're interested in joining, let me know. It'd probably be around 10 o'clock whenever I get back from my bowling league. And yeah, that's about it.
Well, yeah, if you're offering, if I'm available, definitely got this. If I'm available.
You know, I got an offer to Mr. Offer. Come on now. they still won't. Well, thank you again, Jordan, for taking the time to speak with me today. I think this podcast will kind of spark me into doing a lot more. So, hey, yeah, thank you again.
Always here to help you, man.
Yeah,
always,
man.
Here to talk about
anything.
Got this.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, definitely have to link up soon, too. For sure.
Yeah, most definitely. I definitely got to do some, try to make sure I got some funds for some away games, since you let you do away games now.
Yeah, man. Yep, just let me know.
I wish I had the money. I'll go to the New Orleans once for sure.
Yeah. This probably will not end up happening, but I know for sure I'm going to the Jets. I'm going to Pittsburgh because those are both drivable places.
Yeah.
But then it gets tricky because I want to go to Tampa, New Orleans, and Jacksonville. And I have a feeling I'll probably only be able to do like two of those depending on how money is looking. But, you know, that's why I kept my second job. And, you know, you make extra money doing stuff. You can do fun stuff, you know. Just put in the work and, you know, set yourself up to have some fun. But all right, Jordan, thank you so much for joining the show. And I look forward to hearing from you soon, man.
No problem, man. You take care.
All right, you too. Thank you guys for listening to the Vincent Moreland Show. One of my more sports, signing off here.